Pascha Week is a period in the year where the Church relives hour by hour all the events of the final days of our Lord Jesus Christ, culminating in his victorious crucifixion and his glorious resurrection. Upper Room Media presents to you the Pascha Week sermons.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one good, Amen. Tonight, the Church presents for us a prayer in the garden, a type of prayer that the Lord preserved it to be the last day for him before the crucifixion. A type of prayer that is a mystery and is not repeated. The prayer of accepting the cross, the prayer of accepting death for the will of God. And it reminds us by the Garden of Eden, where Adam, because of his disobedience, were expelled. An angel came and took him away from the garden. Now an angel came to Jesus in the garden to strengthen him. This type of prayer is very, very deep, where the Lord poured his sweat as drops of blood. Some people say physically it was blood. And Abba Musa was always saying that the stress can make explosion of some of the veins to the extent that he was dropping blood out of this deep type of prayer. I say mystery because it's not exposed to everyone. Not everyone can pray this. Actually, this prayer is elevation of all other types of prayer, the prayer for martyrdom, the prayer for accepting death for sake of Christ. And it is by invitation. Some people are invited to this prayer, not everyone. Even the disciples themselves, they were 11, 8 of them stayed at the door. Only 3 went inside with Jesus to witness and share in this type of prayer of Gethsemane, the prayer of the press, the olive press, as if he is under the press, bleeding. The 3 that went with him, they asked for it. 2 of them said, or their mother said, "Can we sit on your right and left hand in your kingdom?" He said back to them, "Can you accept the baptism that I will go through, which is the death, the blood?" They said yes. So they were invited. And the 3rd is St. Peter, who said to him, "I'll die with you. If everyone denied you, I will not." So these are the 3 people that said to the Lord, "We like to die with you. We accept this." So they were invited. But before I enter this speaking of this very high type of prayer, that acceptance of death and carrying the cross, let me speak to you about the qualification. 2 other types of prayers are necessary to be qualified for this. One type of prayer is the prayer of sadness, very deep sadness, when you feel that people are rejected. It's similar to the lamentation of Jeremiah when he saw that Jerusalem is broken down, when he saw that the daughters of Zion are humiliated. It's selfless type of love. This week we beg the Lord to give us a glimpse of the type of love that he has towards us, towards humanity. Glimpse, touch of this love. The first part was the love that would produce great, deep grief and sadness. For some reason, on Sunday, when I listened to the gospel about Jesus weeping on Jerusalem, it really touched my heart. I heard it hundreds of times before, but this year touched my heart. Weeping of the Lord is very special for us. He wept for Jerusalem, saying to them, "How many times I'd like to gather you under the shadow of my wings, and you refused." And he wept for that. He was weeping for them. this type of weaving is very important to experience for us. I remember an incident that happened a long time ago for a family in Egypt that I know. Their two brothers were living with their dad. One of them was hit by severe depression to the level of negotiating suicide, and he was locking himself in a room, crying day and night in agony, exposed to electric shocks and things like that. And his brother was not feeling that much, until his brother once saw his dad on his knees at the door of his brother, weeping. When he saw the tears in the eyes of his dad, he started moving with compassion towards his sick brother. And that's exactly what happened to us. When we see Jesus weeping for Jerusalem, we get moved about people that are lost. Understand the situation. The situation, I look at it as a prince that is very powerful, very loving, very caring, that saw a very poor girl, desolate, no one cares about her, no one loves her, and he said, I'll take you, you'll be mine. I offer you myself. I'll take you for a wife. I'll save you from this poverty and from this agony that you are in, because I love you. And then that girl fell in love with a criminal that is not worthy at all, and she left the prince, the honored prince. And then the prince will weep, not because of his weakness at all, but because of his love towards this poor girl. The girl needed someone to save her, but she didn't understand, so he weeps for her. He cannot take her by force, because she has to love him. The freedom is the condition for love. There is no one that will be in heaven because the Lord will twist his arm to go to heaven. So the Lord is expecting us to love him and to choose him, despite that we are not worthy. But some people misunderstand it and they are going away. So he weeps for them. When I see this happening to people that are in this destruction, and I'm worried about trivialities in life, things like money or position or whatever, I feel lack of maturity. When I remember that the Lord said how many times I like to gather the children to me and they refuse. This qualification for us, the sadness is qualification to be invited to the higher level, which is the prayer of Gethsemane. This prayer of the garden of the olive press is very, very high, but the qualification to be chosen for it is the sadness when you feel people are to be destroyed. It's like Jeremiah. He was very sad. He had his lamentation, not because of his personal loss. There is no personal loss for him, but it is selfless love, type of love that we need to experience a little bit. The love of seeing people to be destroyed and we are watching. It reminds me by Moses the prophet, when he said to the Lord, if you reject the people, take my name out of the life book, book of life. I don't like to live even in heaven if the people will be destroyed. If you plan to destroy the people, destroy me with them. His love to the people is selfless. I cannot enjoy being in heaven while my brethren are destroyed. I weep for people that are taken away. The qualification also is the same prayer of, or at least the feeling of Rachel. Rachel is the mother of the Jews. When she was sad and lamenting and not accepting consolation because her children are not there. it's said about Rachel when the children of Bethlehem were slaughtered. Then Rachel was crying day and night because my children are not there. So the day that the Lord will give us this lamentation is the day that will be qualified to a higher level, which is the prayer of Gethsemane, to be taken with him up to the cross and accepting even death for his love. I remember the first time I read the book of St. John Chrysostom about priesthood, it touched my heart and scared me, because in the introduction he says, if you are in a boat, ship, and the ship is sinking, and an idea comes to your mind that you escape from this, and people are still inside sinking, you are not suitable to serve God. You have to have the feeling that I'm the last. Everyone has to be saved before me. It also reminds me about St. Paul, that once said it. He himself accept to be excommunicated, but the Jews will be accepted. He cannot think of the Jews to be rejected by God and him to be accepted. He cannot take it. This type of sensitivity, prayer of sadness, weeping, as once Jeremiah said, he likes his head to be filled with water and his eyes will be fountain of tears, to cry day and night for that destruction of the daughter of Zion. Some of the very strong evangelists in contemporary displayed that number of times. I remember watching an interview with Rick Warren, one of the very strong evangelists that are now living, when he had an interview with the American TV, and they told him, the lady there interviewing him told him, don't lose your popularity by speaking against homosexuality. Don't lose your popularity. You know what was his reaction? She reduced him to tears. He said, am I interested in my popularity? Am I interested that people follow me or not? And he kept weeping tears about people that are destroyed. He said that while we are speaking, people are dying and going to hell. How can I feel? What should I feel? The same with Billy Graham. Billy Graham, if you watch his sermon about the prodigal son, in this sermon, I think tens of thousands of people accepted to follow Christ. Among hundreds of thousands, if not millions, were listening to him. If you see how genuine he was, how his feeling was about people that may be destroyed. I think we need this reality to understand that I have to feel that my life is not that valuable compared to the fact that there are people that are dying. And so we beg the Lord to give us this sweetness of selfless love that reduced him to tears when he saw people not knowing the instant of their, he is visiting them for their salvation. Another type, opposite to that completely, feeling that is also needed to be qualified for martyrdom, for following the Lord in the press of death, which all of us will have something of it, the end of our life anyway, is the joy when you see people coming back. As much as we weep for people that are destroyed, we have tremendous joy in seeing people that are coming to the Lord. It's the same feeling of David, the psalmist, when he snatched the sheep from the lion's mouth. The joy of salvation. It is the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ when he released people that were in the hand of the devil, when he opened the gates of hell to take them back to the paradise. The joy of seeing the doors of the paradise reopened to accept humanity. I just read for you something written by St. Paul to Thessaloniki. I read that to you to feel how those people, like St. Paul, the evangelist, felt. He was saying to them, "For what thanks can we render to God for you? For all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before our God." The joy that comes to a preacher or a servant when he sees people saved from destruction is qualification for us to get deep. The joy that will overshadow us, rejoicing all the time when we see people coming. First months of my priesthood, I met a priest that has been in priesthood for a number of decades and told him what makes a priest happy. Because it would be shame on me as a priest that I'll be happy if I have money or possession or position. So what can make me happy? And he said to me, you'll experience that. When you see a person repenting, when you see a person snatched from the devil snares to be in the field of God, you'll feel the joy. This is the real joy. One monk in monastery of Surian is blind, and he's very happy by being blind. The reason is that he was not blind, and a Muslim girl visited the monastery, and he spoke to her, and in a very short time she accepted Christianity, and she was not cautious enough, so she gave a talk about her conversion, and she mentioned his name. And this tape was listened to by her family. After a short time, this monk went to the hospital, and they went to the hospital, and they hit him hard, and he lost his sight. And people were saying to him, "And you are sad for you, Abuna, that you lost your sight." And he said to them, "You don't know how happy I am. Because of these scars still blocking the man, he's not capable to get to his house. I don't know what to do." Yeah, please observe this idea of caring about not blocking the driveway of people. This monk was very, very happy, saying that this is my joy, that I lost my eyes for this girl to live. After all of us will die, but at least this girl will be qualified to live forever because the Lord will accept her as she entered Christianity. I return back to this high type of prayer that is the end of this week, the last prayer before the cross. When the Lord took his 11 disciples, 8 at the door and 3 went to the depths, and he started pouring himself in front of the Father to accept the will of the Father for martyrdom. You feel about it, how strong it is. It's capable to open the paradise. This type of pouring our blood in front of God is the same prayer of all the martyrs. There is not a single martyr, real martyr, that didn't pass through it. Because an element of martyrdom is accepting of this willingly. And they have to be strong to that extent. This is invitation. It needs tasting. Those people who are chosen to carry the cross and shed their blood, and they die for the living God. But the qualification is the cross through the valley of Kedron. You know, the Lord with his disciple crossed a valley called the Kedron Valley. This is the same valley that David the psalmist walked in sadness, escaping from his son, humiliated, barefooted, covering his head in tremendous humility that my own son is expelling me from the throne and I don't like to fight. This sadness, the Lord passed through the same valley, crossed to this garden, and in the garden he was accepting it. That's the same feeling of all martyrs. There's not a single, read the stories of martyrs, especially the contemporary ones, every single one of them had this sadness for the lost people, had the joy for those who are saved. Then they are qualified for this courage to accept prayer of the same courage that Mother Dolaji did when she handed her children to the slaughter. The same that happened to the 20-odd martyrs in Libya. For 45 days, they were in Gethsemane. They were in the garden. They are capable to knock down the fences of Hades. They are capable to open the paradise gates. But this is qualification that is needed. These are the ones that are invited to be in an inner circle around the Christ in heaven. This is the mystery of Gethsemane, the olive press. As the Lord said, I passed through it alone. There was no one to help me apart from the angel that came to strengthen him to carry the cross. I'll finish by something positive for you. If you feel that other religions are increasing, like Islam, for example, don't be sad for that, because they are flourishing and blessed by God for a reason. The reason is that the Lord is waiting for more prayer of Gethsemane until it will move the heart of God to accept them. And it's happening. Martyrs of Libya contributed a lot to the quantity of prayer, of shedding sweat and the blood in front of God to accept the cross. One day, the record will be filled, and that may be very close, very near. At that time, the door of paradise will be opened for the Muslims and other religions, because the Lord will never let down those who pray in these depths in the garden by saying to the Lord, I accept to shed my blood for your name's sake. Glory be to you forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.